entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
It's great to be here, especially after those storms this week.
Oh, it's beautiful now.
It's gorgeous.
It's
now.
Actually, we had rain for like a month, and then that big Elsa came in.
Yeah, that was my brother was visiting from New York with his wife, and they never really experienced any kind of storm, and, you know, all the hype on the TV and everything. Got to be, but we lost power for a while. We lost still part of my internet's down. But yeah, you were lucky. You don't know, and you don't know how it hits either.
Nope.
But basically, everybody's good, which is really good.
Well, except the water that's coming up in St. Pete, and it won't peak till tomorrow. Not at the beach. It's like in the Northport area, I think. They've evacuated the people. It's a water table because it goes into the river and then comes up, and they've had to evacuate these beautiful homes.
Yeah, natural disasters. You can't really, there's nothing really much you can do about it.
No.
So I want to talk to you guys this week because I'm always blabbing to everybody about take care of the caregiver, take care of the caregiver. So I was having chest pains for like a month and a little bit in my shoulder and stuff. I think, God, it's just stress. It's just stress. And then a good friend of mine called me last week, and she had a heart attack. And she's young and healthy. And, in fact, she had gone to the gym that morning. So I said, you know, Linda, what do you tell everybody? If something's bothering you, take care of it. So I went to the doctor this week, and I got an EKG, and that all looks good. Yes, yes, yes. And she said, all my levels always look good with my cholesterol and blood pressure and everything. So this week I'm going for a cardiac scoring. And they say basically it's just going to make sure I don't have any blockages anyway. So
to your heart.
Yes. And hopefully I don't. And then if I still have a pain, I think that means I need to go to Key West for a month.
Oh, at least a month.
I think that would be like the perfect solution. The perfect solution.
Yeah.
But on Monday, Skylar Lurch comes home.
She does. I still
My granddaughter from Germany. Oh, I just want to hug her to death.
I still call her Skylar Rooney.
Yeah, she is Skylar Rooney, but now she's Skylar Rooney Lurch.
Yeah.
But I just can't wait till they get home.
It's been over a year, eh?
Yeah. And she puts a thing on Instagram the other day. Her face is so pale, and she's like, I need sun.
What is it? Summer there?
I don't know. It's never like
it's
here.
It's never, no.
It's never like here. So I'm really glad. And one night, my daughter Nicole and Skylar and I are going to get a hotel on the beach, just the three of us.
Oh, that's so much better. I thought they were going to do it at your house.
That's what we decided.
If you can get one.
Yeah, well, Nicole's got that timeshare, so.
Oh, won't that be fun?
So won't that be nice? Just one night, is we can have some cocktails, we can laugh, we can cry, we can do whatever we need to
go. Go to the slide and the pool.
Yeah,
and,
whatever. Just look at the people or whatever. Just be together.
Have a pina colada for Jakey.
I will. So, yeah, so that's something good to look forward to. Because my hurricane of a brother just left. And that was really interesting. You know, I was talking on the support group this morning. God always brings me back right to where I need to be as far as caregiving. Because my brother would ask me 45 times a day what time it is. And, you know, you need that reminder again when you're not going through that situation of how irritating that can be. And then I didn't realize it till like, the next to last day he was there. I said, how do you know what time it is when you're home? He goes, I ask Alexa. Oh, she's right here, too.
You have three of them, don't you?
Yeah. But he'd rather ask Linda. He'd rather ask Linda to do everything. But there was some scary moments last week. Last week when I was on the show, my sister-in-law took a nap. My brother took off. Ended
Wasn't
up walking.
That scary?
He can barely walk across my living room. And he walked over a mile to Dairy Queen to get a chocolate shake. The police ended up picking him up. They said more than one person said there's something strange with that man.
Well, thank God he was here, because in New York, they just would have arrested him.
Or in New York, somebody would take advantage of him.
Yeah, because he carries money.
Yeah, or you want to go with me for a ride, or...
Sure.
Yeah, or whatever. So it was just... And then what really freaked me out is when they finally got back to the house, you know, all our adrenaline was really high and everything, and everybody's like chilling out. And my sister-in-law goes, oh, I guess that new medicine is working really good for him. Maybe he could drive now.
I don't think so.
Not if people say that he was acting irrationally and now he's behind the wheel.
Well, when the police asked him where he lived, because he didn't have any ID, he said either New Jersey or New Hampshire. He lives in New York.
But on Seminole.
On Seminole Boulevard. So I don't think somebody like that should be driving either.
Oh, my God, because now you got a 2,000-whatever-pound machine behind you.
Yeah, it's not just yourself. It's everybody else.
Exactly.
It's everybody else. Because he would never forgive himself.
If he remembered.
Yeah. So, well, then you shouldn't be driving.
Exactly, he shouldn't be driving.
So do I hear we have the fabulous Jen Moyer on the line?
I am here.
Hello, girlfriend. How are you today?
I miss you, lady, so much.
No, we miss you more.
But it's so fabulous to hear your voice. But yes, but we do miss you much. But as soon as we have the... the opening enough, we're going to get together. Either I come there, you come here, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So for our listeners, Jen, tell them where you are, because you're evidently not in sunny Florida with us.
No, I'm not. I am in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. And
near Toronto.
Yeah, near Toronto. We've had beautiful weather this summer so far. No hurricane, so...
Yeah.
But I'm all for going to Key West with you.
Yeah, I think so. It's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
October is
so good. How open are you there now? Like with travel and stuff and whatever.
So we have provinces as opposed to states.
Okay.
And like you guys, every province is different on their openings and things like that. But we just got notified yesterday that next Friday we're going to move into the next phase of opening, so you'll actually be able to go into a restaurant and have dinner. Right now you can only do patios.
Wow. Oh, Quebec's ahead of you then.
Yep, Quebec, and so is Alberta. Alberta is wide open, no masks, nothing. So.
Wow, it's weird how they make the decisions.
I just went out there a couple days ago.
That's new. Winnipeg? Is that Alberta? I always get mixed up.
So that's Manitoba.
Oh, because they're not in good shape.
No, no. And who knows, you know?
Yeah, who knows? But wasn't it nice to go somewhere without a mask?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Where did I speak the other day? Oh, I spoke the other day at the YMCA up at Bardmore. It was cool. And it was just so, and I said to everybody when I walked in the room, it was just so delightful to see everybody without a mask. You know, it just makes you feel like you're back to normal again to some extent. Or
you see how much people aged because of COVID. Take that mask
exactly.
off. Oh, yikes!
I don't want to take mine off.
No, yikes!
Yeah, and that mask was really good for people that had not good teeth.
Well, we still have to wear masks right now. And for the first time last week, I went into the bakery and I totally forgot about a mask. And I got up to pay for my stuff, and I realized, I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I forgot to wear my mask. And she says, don't worry about it.
Yeah. I keep one in my purse for that reason, because you always walk up to the store and you forgot to put it on.
And you never know. Here, some stores you don't have to wear them. Some you do.
Some places you're supposed to.
And like all the doctor's offices and stuff, you have to do that.
But I feel funny not wearing it, like when I go somewhere. I don't know why. Have you had both vaccinations, Jen?
No, I haven't yet.
Have you had any?
Still on the fence.
Oh, you're on the fence whether to do it or not.
Yeah. But one good thing with Canada, this is the whole country. See, people wouldn't travel because, say, you had a week's vacation. You go somewhere, and when you get home, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Right.
So as of last week, if you've been double vaccinated, you no longer have to quarantine when you get back internationally.
Well, there's a reason right there, Jen.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, they just, the CDC, first they were saying Pfizer was coming out with the third, the booster shot, and we needed it within 6 months. But Dr. Fauci and CDC said no proof on that. So that was good, because I don't want any more yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So as you can see, as you can listen, Jen, Lynn, and I are all close friends. And Jen is a caregiver for her dad, Daddy-O.
How is he?
He's good. He's really good. You know, it. I really, really can't stress enough with people. All of 2020, he was in and out of the hospital probably 6 or 7 times. And I can't tell you how many times the nurses or doctors said, well, he's got dementia, and because he was very confused. Disoriented, didn't know where he lived or his birthday or whatever. But when he went on antibiotics, he would be sharp again.
Yep.
And so I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And as it turns out, because he's diabetic, he actually has nerve damage in his bladder. So it prevents him from emptying his bladder completely.
Hmm.
And it would get infection. And that was his whole problem. So now he takes one antibiotic every night before he goes to bed, and he's been absolutely great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because he had his leg amputated during the year too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
How's he doing with that?
He's pretty good. You know, we're working on, he has a prosthetic.
Right.
And every day we do some standing and lifting the legs, and we're going to start back to some physiotherapy next week. And, you know, I don't expect that he's going to be able to, you know,
run a marathon,
yeah,
run around or anything, but, you know, it certainly would help with day-to-day transferring and things
yeah.
like that. So,
well, and just for him, for him. Just, you know, I want to be as mobile as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Although he seems to like when I just push him around and stuff. So.
Yeah, I get that a little bit too. So Jen, what was some of the challenges and lessons learned with you during COVID with caregiving?
Well, you know, here in Canada, we really have a great healthcare system, and they offer help. We call them PSWs, personal support workers.
Mm-hmm.
So we were eligible for 3 visits a day. Three a day. But honestly, it sometimes can be more challenging than it's worth.
Right.
Because, you know, the country's in such a state, a lot of people pulled their loved ones out of
communities,
living homes, yeah, communities, brought them home because they couldn't, you know, go visit or anything. And so it really overloaded the system with at-home support. So what I found was, you know, every time somebody would come and visit, it was a new person. And you have to go through, you know, the care that my dad needs and everything. And by the time you're done explaining it all, I might as well have done it myself.
Yeah.
To be honest, you know.
Why did they do that? Why couldn't they send the same person?
Just because the system was so overloaded.
Staffing. Just staffing.
Yeah, staffing. And then they get burnt out and they go off sick or something.
Did they do bathing and stuff too?
Yeah, yeah. They do bathing. They do any personal care.
That's great.
Yeah. So we decided that one visit a day is enough for us.
Yeah,
I would think.
And finally, a couple of weeks ago, we got a schedule where it's only 3 support workers, and they rotate and whatever, and so they know what to do. And, yeah, it's really helped me a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and it's people that he's used to now because it's the same team.
Exactly. He's comfortable with them. They know what to do. Like the support workers here right now, and you know, I don't need to be up there with them.
Right.
So just kind of finding a balance between what you can do yourself and what you need help with.
And I think it's important too that when you work with any company, that there's a getting to know you period. There's the getting to find the right caregiver. There's getting to find the right team. I think sometimes people come and they have their expectations are a little too high, and they end up saying, no, I don't want any help, because it didn't go exactly the way they thought it would go.
Yeah, yeah. We went through a period like that where, you know, it'd be another new person, and my dad would just say, I don't want another new person, so we'd just cancel the visit.
Is fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they do all his personal care, all his bathing. They help him shave, brush his teeth.
See, we don't have that here every day.
No.
Yeah, and to think I could get it 3 times a day.
Unbelievable, yeah. Jen. Once a day. Well, if someone's alone, I guess 3 times a day is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But he's got his Jennifer.
He does. But if it was a spouse who's, you know, I'm his daughter, so I'm, you know, almost 30 years younger.
Right. And you're in good shape, and, you know.
Yeah, I've got my aunt who's been looking after my uncle for over 7 years now. And she's almost 80.
Yeah, wow. That's tougher when, you know? Yeah. The only thing is, when you're the daughter, the personal hygiene's tougher.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you get over that pretty quick.
Yeah, I seen way too much of my brother's privates this past 2 weeks. I'm like, no, thank
they
you.
They weren't very private this
No, they really. Weren't private at all.
It's funny, when my dad was in the hospital and he was sort of disoriented and confused or whatever, they had taken the catheter out, and so I'd be there when he was, you know, going to the bathroom in a urinal or whatever,
yeah.
And not a word. But once he was getting ready to come home and he was on antibiotics and he was, you know, a lot sharper,
mm-hmm.
He had to go to the bathroom and he's like, oh, I don't want my daughter in here while I do this.
Right, that? But it's true.
Yeah.
My mother didn't like me taking care of her.
Well, because you know what? Our generation, our parents were much more private than how people are today.
Yes, my mother, before I got married, taught me how to get changed into my nightgown so my husband wouldn't see the goods.
Wouldn't see the goods.
None of his business.
That's very funny. But it's true, is that, you know, today people are a lot more freer and open with that than they were with that generation.
Yeah, they were very proud. Oh, my mother would, well, she would have had a birthday this week. She was 107.
107.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Jen, we're going to hear from our sponsors. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay.
With Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
And that's the truth. So this week when I spoke to my friend who had the heart attack, of course, everybody wants to reach out and help. And she was at first like, I don't know if I even want to tell anybody. You know, I can just take care of this. And then she said, and I don't want it to be, you know, anything on my business to look like I can't be, you know, take care of my company and everything. And I said to her, you know, when you don't let people help you, you're denying them that opportunity to pray for you. You're denying them that opportunity just to send positive stuff your way. I said, because they're going to find out sooner or later, and then they're going to be, well, why didn't you just tell us? Because if you don't, then it kind of looks like you're hiding something. So don't keep all your worries to yourself. If there's somebody that wants to help you, please let them help you, because we all want to do that. Right, Jen?
That's right.
It's very right. So yeah. How did you have support during COVID?
Well, it was tough because even my brother lives 3 doors down from
right.
And you know, we were so locked down that even they couldn't come over.
Yeah,
so
that's been tough.
The one time, like I was saying, sometimes when a new person comes, we would just decide, you know what, let's forget it. Because you don't want too many people coming in the house. And
yeah.
About a month ago, we got a phone call saying that the support worker that we had last Sunday has was COVID positive. And that happened to be one of the days that we canceled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know,
it's scary.
It is. It really is. So, you know, we watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
My dad never wanted to watch any series.
Uh-huh.
He just preferred movies. But I said, let's try a series. Well, we ended up watching about four series. So, you know, in the spring and the winter time when it was cold out, and we just snuggled up and watched some Netflix.
Well, so I just got Netflix. So I just learned learned how to use it.
Exactly.
And so the first series, and I wasn't a series person either, and I watched this show Manifest. And
oh, yes.
Oh my goodness. So I was having like a really down day yesterday and not feeling well and just overcoming the storm of my brother and the weather. And I watched 10 hours of it.
And no commercials. That's straight 10 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's supposed to be another season to that one.
I'm not till the end yet, so I hope it is, because I'm really enjoying it. It was really a fun thing.
A really, really good one to watch is Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
See, I watch HGTV. I could build you a house now.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yes, that's what you like. So Jen is also a physical trainer, a mobility specialist. We work together with Vox Products. Let's talk about a little bit about mobility and fall prevention, Jen.
Mm-hmm. It's especially when we're in this lockdown and things like that. I find that a lot of older people are really aging quickly because they're not moving.
Right.
And, you know, sitting watching Netflix for 5 and 6 hours a day is not always a good thing for the person that's being cared for or the caregiver.
Right.
And, just to keep moving, I try to go for a walk every single day just to keep...
Yeah.
Things moving. And with my dad, you know, he does arm curls every day. We put his leg on and he stands up and he does some squats. Just so important. If it's the old saying, if you don't move it, you'll lose it.
Yep. That's why I say if you rest, you rust.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be a lot.
No. Nope.
It just has to be often. Yes.
Yeah, and there's little things that you can do. You know, if you're doing the dishes at the sink, you can practice standing on one leg at a time, just back and forth, and that really helps with balance. And of course, the Vox technology.
Yeah. So tell for our new listeners, tell them a little bit about the Vox technology.
Yeah. So Vox Life is a wearable neurotech company. And they have invented a technology that is woven into socks or molded into insoles. And it triggers a response in the receptors on the bottom of the feet. Within 7 seconds, signals the brain, calms the nerves, and allows your brain and body to communicate more effectively. So some of the studies that we've done, it has proven to reduce the risk of falling by up to 8 times.
That's huge.
I've been involved for 5 years now, and I truly have seen some amazing things.
Well, even myself, so I use Vox all the time. I have Vox on every day, and mm-hmm. and because I was a tripper, I tripped a lot. Mm-hmm. Since I use Vox, I don't trip anymore. And that's a big deal because the trip is the fall, is the broken hip or the whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But it also helps, it helps with something called the autonomic system. So all of those functions in the body that happen automatically without you, you know.
Right.
If you reach your hand out, you know, you're telling your hand to reach out.
Right.
But things like balance, strength, circulation, heart rate regulation, all of those automatic functions of the body, with this technology, it helps the brain communicate better with the body. So you see things, improvements in all kinds of areas.
And it comes in patches, too.
It does.
Which I like, because I like to be barefoot.
Yeah. So up here, I wear the patches all summer, and then, of course, I wear the socks all winter.
Yeah, you don't get too much winter here.
No, not too much.
But the insoles, then Linda wears those, but I'm barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first couple of years I was with Vox, and I'd be down in Florida for the winter. They helped me so much with back pain, because I have degenerative disc, which also caused numbness in my feet. And I literally went 2 winters down in Florida wearing shoes and socks.
Wow.
Why didn't you wear the patch?
We didn't have the
patch. Didn't
have it yet. Oh.
So now we have patches. Now we have insoles that actually fit into sandals nicely. And something for everyone. Every lifestyle.
Yeah, I was trying to get my brother to wear the knee brace when he was there, but he's just too stubborn. But how has Vox helped your dad?
Yeah, well, with my dad, when he first started wearing them, part of his diabetic and neuropathy, which is nerve damage. So I've learned a lot over this journey. That's another thing. You certainly do learn a lot when you're caring for...
Hopefully you do.
Yeah. But both his feet were numb from just above the ankle bone all the way down to his feet.
Good.
And he just, you know, decided that's his lot in life. And
I got to live with it.
Yeah. But I got him to try the socks after, you know, he wanted to check with his doctor. His doctor said, go right ahead, try it. And that was right at the beginning of my caring for him. So it was about 4 years ago. And part of caring for him was I would have to wash his feet every couple of days. And so he had been wearing the socks, and of course he wears them 24/7 for about, I'd say about a month. And I'm washing his feet one day, and he jumped. And I thought, oh my goodness, I hurt him. I caught a nail.
Yeah.
What happened? He said, no, it tickles. Well, he started to get feeling back in his feet.
Unbelievable. So,
yeah, I wish I had that for Jack. He was numb from the knee down.
Yeah. So it progressed. He got more and more feeling. And it really helped with identifying, you know, pressure ulcers or whatever.
Yeah.
Where they got really bad.
Yeah, because if you can't feel it, you can't feel it.
And then you don't get it taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then it turns into something disastrous, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the Vox sleeve. So, Tommy, all his friends, all the gamers have the sleeve now. It's like the sleeve club. But I find with the sleeve, so I know I'm going to have the sleeve on a lot this week because I got to really focus on the conference and a lot of things I've been letting go, you know, and things I need to take care of. But I find when I put the sleeve on, I just have more clarity.
Yeah. So Vox came out with their first technology, which is in the socks, to help what's called the brain stem. But they have since, over the last 5 years, developed other patterns that target specific areas of the brain. And the sleeve is called Cognitive Boost Technology, and it helps what's called executive functions. So things like focus, clarity, it helps with anxiety and stress. And I remember the first time I tried the sleeve. I didn't have a whole lot of stress in my life at the time, so I didn't notice a big difference.
Right.
But then my dad started to fail, and he was having a lot of falls from weakness due to this infection. And I thought, I'm going to try this sleeve again. And within 20 minutes, it just kind of calms you down. It gives you a calmness. It gives you clarity. It's amazing.
Well, the body's an amazing vessel. If we can open up all the channels for it to work properly, it's a fine-tuned instrument.
Yeah, it really is.
Which we have to take good care of.
Which we have to take good care of, that's for sure.
The best thing I have, Jen, is that ball you gave me.
Oh, yeah.
I have not missed a day since you were here a year and a half ago.
Good for you.
Yeah, I have muscles in the top of my legs.
Yep.
Well, tell the people about the ball. They don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's not a big, huge ball. It's a small ball, like basketball size, but it's softer. You don't blow it up all the way, and you put it behind your back, and you do. I could never do deep knee bends because it's too hard. But when you have that behind you, you don't lose balance or anything, and you just go up and down. Dr. Schumann told me 20 a day, but I do 50, sometimes 75. And I'm much stronger for it, Jen. And I can sit at my age, like in the bathtub, and jump right up.
Wow.
I know. Just a kid from the waist down. The rest of me,
From doing those exercises.
Oh, yeah. And Jen, it's 5 minutes in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because the Dr. Schumann, he told me I can't do my arm exercises anymore because I was doing them since Christmas, but at Christmas I guess it was my rotator cuff, and I just thought, oh, I'll exercise it out, but he said I could have done a lot of damage, so
yeah,
I haven't been able to do that, but I can still do my legs.
That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing because it's really important to move.
Yeah.
Because you've got the support of the wall.
Oh, it helps so much, Jen. I'm so glad you told me that because I refused to do knee bends before I had that. They're hard.
Yes, they are.
But he said at my age, I don't have to go 45 degrees.
You don't have to?
Yeah, I don't have to go all the way down.
No. Any little bit. Anytime you bend your knee, you're engaging, you know, your quad and your glute. And that's what you want to keep firing out, right?
So, Jen, give us an example of some simple exercises people could do with their loved one every day to help with strength.
Well, another one that I really like using a wall is doing push-ups against the wall.
Right?
So, of course, I can't even do push-ups on the ground anymore. But when you have the wall and you can just gradually take a step back, but just doing those simple push-ups using your body weight, you know, what I find with seniors is sometimes if you're using equipment or weights or machines and things like that, you can do more damage than good. So using your own body's resistance is terrific. Using that ball, you can squeeze it. Using bands.
Oh, you gave me those too. They're still in the box. Sorry.
Lynn.
I know. But my legs are good.
Yeah, the bands are great because, you know, I was trying to get my brother to use some bands. But you can just be sitting in the chair watching TV. And stretching out the bands, I mean, it's pretty easy to do.
Yep. My dad has shoulder issues. And we got this little, it's kind of like a pulley. And so you hang it over a door, and then you close the door. And it's a pulley, so you just pull down with one hand, and the other arm goes up. And you just pull up and down, which just makes that shoulder joint moving, which lubricates it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, yeah, that's good.
If you, yeah, if you have a an injured shoulder.
Yes.
And you favor it, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So you're not really moving it. It's actually doing more damage, because only when you move that shoulder joint, you get that lubrication in there.
Right.
So, yeah, just keeping those joints moving is...
But don't use weights, right?
No.
That's what I was doing wrong. But, yeah, he said, you know, put your arm up. At least try and get it over your head.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, yep. Well, my dad can only get it about eye level. But when he's using that pulley and he pulls down with the one hand, it actually helps him lift the other arm higher.
That's great. Where do you buy that, Jen?
I just got it off Amazon.
Why do I ask, right?
Yeah.
All right, Jen, it's time to listen to our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. Go get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do. To RSVP for any of the following events, please go to lindaburhans.com. Send Linda a message and she will send you the link. On July 14th at noon to 12:30, Empath Health is having a Zoom meeting on a week in the life of a PACE participant. High-quality healthcare, socialization, and staying active are key to living a healthy life as you age. And then Debbie Sell Savage, president of Coping with Dementia, is having live seminars in Citrus Hills at Grand Living on July 14th. Oh, that's this week. Good. August 11th and September 8th. Please call 352-422-3663 or 352-301-8500 for more info.
On November the conference.
Yes, on November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Linda Burhans will host Connecting Caregivers Conference on Zoom. Tam Cummings will be the headliner.
We have all the presenters already now.
Oh, then you go for it.
So we have Dr. Tam Cummings, PhD. We have Dr. Kate McCarty. We have Seasons Hospice. We have Dr. David Bernstein and Melissa Bernstein.
Oh, I like them.
We have Officer Joel Quattlebaum. Oh. Dr. DeLon Canterbury. Pastor Kurt Seafelt, Maureen and Brian with We Are Dementia Strong, Debbie Sell Savage, Coping with Dementia, the Parkinson's Foundation, Teresa Wilbanks with Sustainable Caregiving, attorney Stephanie Edwards, and Liberate Physician Services.
What a lineup.
So we are ready to rock and roll. So we'll be having the website. It'll probably be up within the next 4 weeks. You'll be able to register. It'll be free to caregivers. Also, this morning I had a fabulous caregiver support group sponsored by Arden Courts, which I do the second Saturday of every month. Please join us. And please join us this Monday, because the second Monday of every month I do a journaling workshop with Arden Courts. Gratitude plus journaling equals reduced caregiver stress. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email, shoot me an email, and I will send you to the link. We would love to have you. Everyone that comes to it says it's a good deal. Right, Jen?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's amazing. It's an amazing outlet.
Yeah, you know what I like about it? Because there's some people that say, I'm not going to no support group. I don't want to go to no
support group. Yeah, I would go to this before any support group.
Right, you would. Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a...
But it's different, you know, and what I like about it is, so sometimes I'll put out a journaling prompt, and you'll see it's like, all of a sudden you see people shutting down their picture on the Zoom. Because, you know, they're getting like a little emotional. But then everybody comes back up. And then everybody purges and says some stuff. But, you know, I'll give a prompt like, I remember when, and I remember one woman said, I remember when I could have a good conversation with my husband. And another woman said, I remember that too. So it's kind of like the two things mixed together. So I really remember
when people didn't refer to me as older.
Yeah. Get used to it.
Well, I know. Because now we're the oldest in my family. There's nobody older than our generation.
So you're the matriarch or something, they say?
Well, my sister's a matriarch.
Oh.
Okay. I'm younger.
Oh, yes. My sister-in-law is the matriarch on the Burhan side of the family.
Wow.
She'll remind you of that on a regular basis, too. But it's all good.
I just call my sister. I thought she's the old bag.
Don't think she likes that.
I can't tell you what she said back.
No, I don't think that. Not on the air.
No.
Not on the air. So, Jen, just in general, if you were to meet a caregiver today with your caregiving experience, what advice would you give them?
You have to take time for yourself, you know? As hard as it may be, it really rejuvenates you. Even just going out for a walk. And one thing about exercise and seniors, you know, my dad's in a wheelchair, so you would think, oh, he can't do any exercises.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
Right.
He does all of those exercises in his chair, like with the pulleys. He can do it sitting in his chair.
Yeah.
And even when he was in bed for a while, stretching is so important.
Yes.
You know, just help them stretch, lift their legs.
Yeah.
Just
keep them moving.
Yeah, exactly.
And touch them. Yeah. Please touch them. People don't even touch their loved ones.
Yeah.
Avery, did you say we have somebody on the line? Good afternoon. Who do we have on the line?
Linda, Lynn, and Jen. Hi, it's Kevin from Toronto. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. How are you today?
Great. I'm on the road.
I read that. You're on a road trip today.
You got it. And just wanted to share and, you know, thanks for the insight with helping with the seniors and the tech. You know, Jen and I, and I've been down there with you, see yourself, Linda, and
yeah,
with our work with seniors, and it's just been it's been quite profound, and it's been interesting to see where it's tangented out into other areas, not only with the seniors themselves, but obviously with the caregivers that are involved with looking after them in the respective seniors and nursing homes. And then where it's also gone now with work I'm doing with some other people in the area of concussions and falls with seniors.
Wow.
So it's opening up a lot of different doors in the area of helping people, as you've alluded to, of staying mobile and as active as possible, whether it's just shared with the pulleys, and Lynn, you using the exercise ball to keep the legs going, because mobility is everything for the human body, and whatever we can do to empower our seniors and our loved ones to stay active and be their best,
yeah,
is a step in the right direction.
And it's not just a physical step, it's a mental step too, because you feel better.
Linda, it's huge. Like our work, and I remember some of the events we've done with seniors here in Toronto, when you share the technology and they feel the difference with the tech and they're going, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I never knew I had this inside of me. Well, this is the difference of your nervous system working the way it was designed to work. And yeah, now you can go, and now let's see what we can do to help you move forward. So it's just a great, great experience with sharing this tech and helping people be their best. Simple as that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, my friend. I miss you. Can't wait till you get back to Florida, too.
Now bring the sunscreen. We're good.
Okie dokie. Thanks for being with us today, Jen. You know how much I appreciate you. If anybody's interested in the Vox products, they can go to caregivers.voxxlife.com. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Daddy-o.
All righty. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. I know your time is very precious and appreciate any time you spend with us. Please, please go to my YouTube channel and subscribe so I can get more information out to all of you. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name. Now, soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. It's miserable for people living in the West this weekend, with temperatures expected to break records.
I'm Tom Foti. Just how hot is it in the West? Well, Las Vegas could see a new record this weekend. The current one's 117, and there have already been flight delays there because of an overheated airport. In California, there are pleas to conserve energy.
The pre-cool in your home really helps a lot. Keeping the blinds down, run the air conditioner before 4 p.m., cool down the house, draw the drapes.
That is PG&E spokeswoman Deanna Contreras. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Eight states recorded their hottest June on record, and another six reported their second hottest June. The triple-digit temperatures aren't helping the severe drought in California. KOVR reporter Anna Giles.
Scientists say this year is one of the warmest droughts on record, and the sun is making water disappear from critical resources.
It wants to evaporate off of the soils, up in the mountains, off of the reservoirs.
Dr. Jay Lund with